Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Peter Weddle's here, too. Peter is a member of our Brain Trust, former chairman and CEO of Job Bank USA. He's now a recruiter and HR consultant and business CEO turned author, including his book, The Career Fitness Workbook, including A Multitude of Hope. And he's here to talk to us about something that we have never talked about before. Peter Weddle, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. We've all heard of the helicopter parent. Now tell the audience what a helicopter, just remind them what you think a helicopter parent is.
I think a helicopter parent, by conventional definition at least, is a parent that hovers over their child so much, particularly in college, that the child never learns how to stand on his or her own feet. And so they are disadvantaged as they go out into the real world of work and try to figure out how to wend their way forward in a career. They just haven't got the skills and knowledge they need to do that.
Have you heard the stories of the college professors who actually get calls from parents whose children have gotten a bad grade in their class?
Absolutely.
You heard about that. That's a classic manifestation of a helicopter parent, right?
Absolutely it is.
So now you say, Peter, that there are such things as helicopter employers.
That's right.
What would that person look like?
Well, it's a growing number of organizations, small businesses as well as large, that hover over their employees. And here's what I mean by that. They provide the skills and knowledge. They invest billions of dollars in training their employees with the skills and knowledge to do the job that they have right now. And that makes eminent good sense, except that they are going to have to do the same thing all over again next year and the year after that. So I
Why?
Think a
Why
far
is that? Why are they going to have to do the same thing next year and the year after that?
Well, because the pace of knowledge growth, the change in skills, has accelerated to warp speed.
Right.
Think about this, Jim.
Right.
If you go to college or university today in a technical field, by the time you get to your junior year, 50% of what you learned in your freshman year is obsolete.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now we've talked about the what I call the velocity of change in what I call the model generation, meaning whatever you've invented, whatever idea you have, whatever strategy you have, maybe even whatever skill you have that used to could last either a lifetime or 5 years or even 1 year, now may only last you 90 days.
Well, and that's the key point. So that the helicopter employer takes care of the skills and knowledge needed today, but doesn't prepare the employee to take responsibility for learning those skills and knowledge going forward, how to manage their career going forward.
It sounds like you're saying that we're giving our employees fish, but we're not teaching them how to fish.
That's a great analogy. I think that's exactly right. And so the Career Fitness Workbook, for example, is a self-study program that will enable a person to become an expert not only in their profession, craft, or trade, but equally as important in the management of their own career, so they can take responsibility for staying up to speed on their own rather than relying on their employer.
So we need to be, of course, if we have a technical business, we have to train our employees on the technical things. We have to do that. But we also have to, what you're saying is we need to train them not only on the technical things, but we need to train them how to make, if we're going to ask them to be innovative, we have to give them the tools and the training to be innovative on their own, not just wait for us to give them the innovation.
Well, that's right. You know, I mean, historically, for a lot of your listeners growing up, we relied on our employers to manage our careers. There was a career ladder, and there you worked for the gold watch, and things kind of progressed according to the way that your employer laid it out for you. But in today's highly competitive environment, most organizations, maybe even all organizations, can no longer afford to do that. So what we need to do is to transfer the skills and knowledge that we used to have as employers to manage careers for our employees to the employee so he or she, as you say, can be imaginative, creative, mm-hmm. can bring their best work to the job every single day.
The reason why this is really important, folks, is because in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, you yourself as the owner can't be innovative enough to keep up with all the innovation that your company needs to be doing. You've got to have help from your stakeholders, your employees. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this helicopter employer issue and how do you and I prevent ourselves from becoming one of those. After these messages with Peter Weddle, I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 Till. Stay with me.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.